Welcome back. It is the holiday season, especially at the South Shore YMCA. And the Hale Family Y right here in Quincy is in the middle of their Hope for the Holidays event. So Vice President Caitlin Safer stopped on by, our neighbors just down the street, to say hi and tell us all about it. Good to see you again, Caitlin.
Thank you. Good to see you again, too, Joe.
Yeah, you're very festive today.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it. I thought about it this morning.
Very good. I'm impressed. I didn't, obviously. How are things going at the Hale Family Y?
Great. Everything's going really well. We have successfully adopted or registered about 860 kiddos.
Wow.
Within the community that we will be providing Christmas morning for.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's definitely, the need is still very much there.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
So is this the first time you've done Hope for the Holidays?
No. We've been doing Hope for the Holidays for many, many years.
Okay.
We used to do it actually on off-site locations, being a little bit more incognito. Mm. And about 3 years ago, we decided that, actually Paul Gorman decided, it would be a great way to kind of get the community a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
And we actually do it on our turf field in the field house.
Neat.
Yeah, so it's great. So we turn it into the North Pole.
Yes.
We have all of the gifts and toys arranged.
Yeah, we have some video of it.
Yeah.
We can show folks actually.
Yeah.
And take a look at
so
it.
When the members,
you're playing Mrs. Santa Claus.
I know. So when the members are walking.
There you go.
Going around the track.
Yeah.
Or if they're playing basketball, they can actually see what's happening and feel a part of it as well.
That's so fun. Yeah, so fun. So where do these kids come from, Caitlin? Why are these children?
Yeah. So a lot of the kiddos are from our own city of Quincy.
Gotcha.
Along with some of the surrounding towns and cities. Mm-hmm. Within the South Shore YMCA's community service area. Mm-hmm. But most of them are majority from right here in Quincy.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you connect with them? You know, how do you
find out
who's in need? Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah.
So we have a registration process.
Okay.
So the families are able to register beginning in September, actually.
Oh, okay.
To really decide if they're really in need for that particular service that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
There are other entities within the city that also provide a similar service.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And we work very in lockstep with them to make sure that there's no duplicate names on lists.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. But the families register, and then we go through a financial verification process.
Yep.
Just to make sure, and then they get a confirmation card from us saying that they've been accepted into the program.
Okay. And is it just for members of the Y, or is it the community?
No, community. Yeah. Anybody in our service area community.
That's
yes.
That's great.
Yep.
That's so
good. Yeah.
And what can they ask for from
Hope for the
Holidays?
Yeah, they can ask for, we have a wish list, so to speak.
I
so
see.
The kiddos are able to ask for a couple of items that they really are looking forward to. There is a price limit on there as well.
Yeah.
But then every child gets a coat, hat, mittens, and pajamas as well on top of their wish list items, because that's really needed going into the winter.
Yeah, and they'll never ask for that.
No, they won't. They won't.
Not tops on their minds, right? They're thinking toys and games and fun things.
Yeah, and then on top of the two gifts, we obviously add a little bit extra into the bag so that Christmas morning's really there for them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So all those toys that we saw in the field house, where did those all come from?
Yeah, so they come from a lot of our donors.
Okay.
And the donors can be businesses, they can be from our members, they can be from community members. So we have a couple of different options where individuals are either able to adopt or sponsor a child or a family, and or they're able to just pick an ornament off of a Christmas tree that we have, or the Christmas trees that we have in the surrounding communities. And that ornament associates with the child and what they need.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So
it'll
say that probably the child's age.
The child's age, their gender, and what they would like.
Okay.
So that's where the community really comes in and steps up if they are unable to actually adopt a full family.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I know we're kind of at the end of that portion of
the event,
right?
Yes,
we
are.
Yeah.
So we are actually in the process of calling those individuals that were registered and confirmed for them to actually come and start picking up their gifts,
is
great.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting there. And so right now we're not really looking for any other toy donations or any donations, but we're always looking for a year-end donation towards our YMCA, or the gift of swim, or the gift of camp.
Oh.
So people are still able to give those gifts to be able to cover the cost of those kiddos in need, so it really goes year-round.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And all those toys that are on, they're not wrapped, so they're new, right?
They're not wrapped, yes. So we ask the donors actually not to wrap them, because we need to verify what's actually in the gift. So they come unwrapped, and then we place them in the bags.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week is Santa Claus week at the Y?
It is. It is.
It is. What's going to be happening? Yeah.
It's great. We have a full team of individuals. We have a system really in place, and the recipient will call the phone number that they have been provided.
Yep.
They'll let us know that they're outside, and we'll bring their gifts outside to them.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a whole pickup pit system.
Yeah.
It's very organized chaos.
Very highly coordinated.
Yes, yes.
Do you need help with that portion of Hope for
the
Holidays?
Yeah. So
you
we're
do.
Actually always looking for volunteers.
Okay.
Peter Helms is overseeing our volunteer opportunity, okay. But really just call the Y and we'll be able to connect you with the individuals. So if you are looking to volunteer, please reach out.
Oh, good.
We are always looking for any last minute volunteers, even just to organize is very helpful.
Good to know.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Very good. So obviously with the field house occupied right now as the North Pole, some of your programs are probably
Right? So for the turf, we plan it ahead of time.
Yeah.
So like the soccer programs, they ended the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the basketball courts are still fully operational for members to come into.
And you can still walk around the track, right?
You can, yes. It's actually great because you can look down and see everything that's happening.
Yeah,
so
very
it's fun.
Festive atmosphere,
yeah.
I'm sure. How many gifts are in the field house, do you know?
Oh, gosh. I would probably say close to 500 bags.
That's amazing.
That equate to the 860 kiddos.
That's great.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Kind of what ages are we talking about, Caitlin?
Yeah, really anywhere from infant to, I believe, up to the age of 16.
Oh, all right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yeah.
Super. And is 860, is that comparable, do you know, to years past?
It is, yes. Okay. At some of the years past, we've gone closer to the 1,000.
Yeah.
But we have such a short time frame, turnaround time frame, that 1,000 was really pushing it for us to have the quality that we needed to be able to give back out to the community.
Yeah.
So we're really sticking around that 800, 900 number, yes.
Okay. And is it just at the Hale Y, or is it also down in Embleson?
Oh, great question.
Yeah.
So the entire South Shore YMCA contributes to this.
Oh.
We're just the hub.
Oh, okay.
So the Embleson branch, Nature Center, in Norwell, mm-hmm. the Early Learning Centers, everybody contributes mm-hmm. and brings the gifts down, and we're just the hub center here for the North Pole.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, is there going to be an actual Santa?
There actually will
there
be.
Will
there
be?
Was an actual Santa at our Embleson branch this past weekend.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And there will be a Santa. Santa will be stopping by.
Okay.
On, I believe it's the 20th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
Just to say hi to the kiddos at Hale.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fun. All right. So the Hope for the Holidays event is kind of wrapped up this year.
Yeah.
Good to go. Sounds like it was a good success.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
That's
thank
great.
You. Yeah.
But you're not done there.
No.
There's lots more going on. There's a big expansion project going on here
there
in Quincy.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. So we are wrapping up within the next month or so our 20,000 square foot addition.
It's amazing.
Yeah, very excited. So we're looking at, hopefully, fingers crossed, gaining occupancy within the first couple of weeks of January.
Okay.
And then really occupying and programmatically occupying the space in February and March of 2026.
Okay. And just as a refresher for folks, what will the new facility entail?
Yeah, so the new facility. The entire second floor is going to be a state-of-the-art gymnastics center. Like I had mentioned before, the city of Quincy does not have a gymnastics center, so it's a really great value add for not only the city but the Y itself.
Sure.
And then the first floor is going to be our largest group exercise studio, so it's equating to about 3,400 square feet. So it'll fit a lot of our members that are really looking for Zumba and high-action spaces, enhanced fitness, those classes that are really busting at the seams.
Yes.
Our other group exercise studios. And then we also had to reevaluate our shipping and receiving, and then we have some offices as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a special, as I recall, a special teen space as well?
Yes, yeah. Great, thank you. So upstairs in the Gymnastics Center, we actually are unveiling the Phyllis Godwin Empowerment Center.
Oh.
Phyllis is a very dear friend of the South Shore Y. She's done so much for the city of Quincy. So we have a 600 square foot dedicated space for female empowerment.
Yes.
Obviously, the males are obviously welcome
of
to
course.
Join,
yeah, yeah.
But really just honing in on empowerment and mentoring and just kind of figuring out what that what the female gender really is looking for in that teenage space.
Okay.
the great apocalypse happens every day when the Quincy High School lets out. I have about 400 kiddos coming over into the Y, which is unbelievable. I don't want them anywhere else.
Sure.
But about 85% of them are males. And so we're really trying to figure out that space for the females to go. And so we're really honing in on that space.
Okay. Yeah. And are you kind of promoting that at the high school?
Yes. We're promoting it with the high school, with the guidance counselors as well, with Leslie. She's amazing.
Okay.
And really honing in on some of the businesses around the community, because we don't want to reinvent the wheel.
People
are really good at their organizations or tasks or topics. And so if you are really passionate about something, please reach out, because we'd love to be able to offer that in that space.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Don't, like you say, don't reinvent the wheel. People know what they want. The Y wants to give it to them, right?
Yes.
Best they can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, as I understand, the new expansion building will be named after a certain someone.
Yes. The sign is actually already up.
Oh, it is.
It was unveiled on Monday.
Oh, okay.
But Paul Gorman, our CEO, has announced his retirement at the end of this month, and he has been with the South Shore Y he's in his 17th year. We joke all the time that my tenure is actually one day longer than his, so he's technically the newbie.
Right.
And no, but in all seriousness, Paul's vision, his mission, his impact to not only the city of Quincy, but the South Shore community at large has just been unbelievable. And so the sign on the side of the expansion building is named after Paul. The Paul Gorman, I believe it's the Paul Gorman Innovation Center, Center for Innovation.
Oh, okay.
And it's just unbelievable, because his mind, his CEO brain was just so forward thinking all of the time. He was really innovative and really always was five steps ahead before you even knew it. So
nice.
He's been wonderful.
What a nice tribute.
Yes.
I know you just had a great big retirement party.
Yes.
Tributes as well.
Yep, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
On Monday evening at Granite Links. Yes,
nice.
it was great.
I saw a picture of him in a golf cart.
I wouldn't expect him in anything less.
And Trevor is preparing to take up the reins, right?
Yep. Trevor is preparing to take the reins. So he has been named the president and CEO of the South Shore YMCA. So that's wonderful for him. Very excited.
What does the new year hold for the Y, Caitlin, here in Quincy?
New year is really just coming into our space with the new expansion, and really just continually being an advocate for the city, being an advocate for the individuals and the members and the community members that want to continue to occupy our space. We're always acceptance of feedback and ideas and what are we missing. Certainly we don't want to reinvent the wheel, but if there's something in the community that we're not offering, we want to be able to be that for the community at large.
Absolutely. Membership now is, as we're called, about 20,000?
The Hale Family Y is a little over 20,000 members in total. So we see about 3,500 people a day at a peak. So it's its own melting pot of the city, which is great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see. It's never a dull moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
The city is, as you know, is growing very, very quickly as well.
Yep.
So you're seeing that reflected in the membership.
Yes, very
well.
Much so.
Okay.
Very much so. And just continually making sure that we are where the city needs us to be as well.
Right.
Yes.
And demographically also, you're seeing that?
Very much so. Yes. Yeah. About 33% of our population is Asian American within the Hale Family Y. And that's pretty reflective of what the city is seeing
right now.
Very much
so. So,
yes.
How about with the staff as well?
The staff are growing. In regards to that, I think with the city of Quincy and the Hale Family Y being so transient, meaning there's not necessarily in a negative, but a lot of turnover in regards to apartments and, I'm moving in and out of the city. So that's reflective of the staff as well. And so really just trying to meet the staff where they're at, see what they need, but then also be a reflective of the community at large as well.
All right. Are there any openings in the staff?
Yeah, actually, we do have a couple of openings. So if you're interested, please go to our website and go to our career center.
Okay.
And then all of our part-time and full-time openings should be up there if we are hiring for those particular positions.
Super. You know, we don't talk a lot about, but it's part of the Y here in Quincy, the Germantown Neighborhood Center.
And it's
a very active center, actually.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. So at our Germantown Neighborhood Center, we have two really strong pillars. So we have Sandy Bouchard, who's still there. She's amazing. She's been there for quite some time. She oversees the food pantry. So she's our food pantry director. And The food pantry is open on Wednesdays and Fridays in the mornings, and we receive our food from Trader Joe's and from Greater Boston Food Bank every week, and from just donors and general donations from the community. And then Irvica, she oversees our after-school program over there, and we have a licensed capacity of 90 kiddos. Wow. So those are really two main pillars over at that center right now. We're starting back up with the programs. We're really trying to figure out what the community needs at large and what we'd like to see over there. So we're really trying to better understand what is the need there, but really looking at almost similar to the Phyllis Godwin Empowerment Center here at the Hale Branch on mentoring and just being a support for the community.
So will there be kind of an official public ribbon cutting for your new
expansion? Yes, there will be. Okay. So the date has not been set yet, but I would assume sometime in January for that.
Oh, it's really coming quickly because the ground was just broken back in March of this year.
It was. Yeah. It's been very quick. I believe I mentioned this on the last time I was here, but the way that I envisioned the building going up, which is pretty depictive, is almost like very large Magna tiles, and it just came and built up very quickly. And so it's an expansion of the existing field house that we have.
So Paul's going to have to come back for that.
Absolutely. He wouldn't miss it. I won't let him miss it.
Exactly. So. Yeah, and cut the ribbon, right?
Yes.
But in the short term, it's hope for the holidays.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And the distribution starts on Monday?
Yes, it starts on Monday. It actually has already started at a slow trickle, but we're anticipating seeing most of our pickups during the week next week.
All right.
Yes.
Well, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You as well.
And your staff.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We'll see you in the new year.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for stopping.